Good morning to all. In John chapter 13, just a few hours before his arrest and eventual crucifixion, just before meeting with his disciples for the Last Supper, Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. At that point, totally perplexed and confused, Peter asked Jesus, "Are you going to wash my feet?" At that moment, Peter did not understand the reason behind the Lord's actions. Jesus then offered Peter words of encouragement and tells him in verse 7, "Later you will understand." God also assures us, brethren, just like he did Peter, "Later you will understand." Friends, God does not conceal his purpose from us forever. There will be times in life where we too will feel confused about what's going on. But God never acts without a reason, and he will never abandon us, no matter what. Now, we may have lingering questions about why certain circumstances occur in our life. The question of what the future holds may leave us feeling unsettled from time to time. Still, remember, God has a plan. We can trust him, having confidence that he will eventually reveal what his purpose is when the time is right. We certainly look forward to the time when God fully discloses all that he has prepared for us. In the meantime, we can deal with insecurity by placing our hope in the reality that God does indeed have a plan. In Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 11, God told Jeremiah, quote, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Brethren, God not only had a plan for Jeremiah, he has a plan for each one of us as well. We can rest assured that though the future may appear unclear, God is molding all that we are, our past hurts, our present failures, and our future uncertainties into something far better beyond which we could not imagine. Friends, amid circumstances that we don't seem to add up at times, during life trials we have no explanation for, we can still find peace in knowing that God's plan for us is better than anything we can envision in this life. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your perfect plan. Lead us to the realization that your plan is infinitely superior than all of our plans. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.